Peace and humbleness, tribe. Welcome to Gem Talks Podcast. This is Takiya here with you. Let's get into it. Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Once again, I am so grateful. I hope that you all are taking care of yourself during this time and definitely getting into some self-care habits, you know, those things that you need to do to simply just take care of yourself. So whether it's doing meditation, doing some yoga, journaling, even cooking, taking some time to read. I know that's been something that I've been getting back into is reading. Just doing those things to take care of yourself and just staying productive during this time and not letting your mind get so clouded with all the negativity. So I really hope that you all are taking care of yourself mentally and emotionally, because those two areas of your life are vital to you being successful. Okay, so let's get right into this episode. Okay, so this episode, we will not be discussing the pandemic. Okay, it is time for us to move forward. It is time for us to focus on the positivity. Not saying that what we are experiencing isn't real and not acknowledging that, but it's time for us to move into a better place. We have to stay positive during this time. So this episode will only be based on things that are positive. Okay, I'm getting tired of talking about it. I'm sure you all are getting tired of me talking about it. And we just gonna move forward. That's all we can do, right? Okay, so I want to remind you all that we have to be mindful of what we are putting into the universe, what we are speaking into our lives and other people's lives, because it is true, you reap what you sow. So those things that you are planting in your life, those things that you are speaking into your life as well, again, in other people's lives and what you are putting out into the universe, you have to be mindful of what you are speaking over that seed that you are planting. We have to be very intentional about spreading positive energy into the universe, into other people's lives. And again, ourselves. We have to be very intentional about that, because I am a firm believer, and I speak so highly of this, that words are powerful. Manifestation is a real thing. What you speak over your life, it tends to manifest itself. So if you are planting those seeds, you have to speak positive things over it. You have to, because it will grow into something so beautiful, so tall, and so strong. Speak positive things into your life and to the universe. Put that positive energy out, because I guarantee you, we need that. We need you to be spreading positive things into the universe. Speak positive things over other people's lives. I have to be very intentional myself of even just things that I say about myself. I'll use this as an example. It's very simple, but just the whole dynamic of how I change how I receive compliments from my friends or just from anyone else. It's like truly a game changer for me. Like I went from my friends, they would give me a compliment like, "Oh girl, you look good. You look nice." And my response will usually be, "Well, oh, I try." It's like, you know, it's not really more so me just receiving it. Someone's really speaking something positive to my life. They're telling me that I'm beautiful. And it's like, okay, yeah, I try. Like, no, I'm not trying. I'm doing it. Like, I did that. And you know, just me knowing that, you know what I'm saying? So instead of me just saying, "Oh, thank you, I try," I'm like, "Oh, thank you, sis. You do too." You know, just changing. It's so simple, but just changing the narrative of how you speak things into your life. You're not trying. You're actually doing it. So stop saying, oh, thank you, I try. Like, thank you. You know, I received that, you know. But something so simple as that, just changing how we talk. We have to be very intentional about things that we say, or that we speak over our lives. Because think about it like this. You have children that are acting a fool. They jumping all off the walls. You planting that seed. I'm like, all right, y'all gonna get it together. I know y'all will. As you're planting that seed, you know what I'm saying? As you're disciplining them, you're planting that seed. Eventually, they don't get it right now, but they will. Okay, you're going through a really bad heartbreak, planting that seed, telling yourself, this too shall pass. I'm gonna get through this. I'm hurting right now, but I'm gonna be fine. As you're planting that seed, you're manifesting those things, that positive things into your life. What you reap is what you will sow. If you are going to be speaking negative things into your life, into other people's lives, you got also have to be very intentional about what you are speaking, things that you speak over your enemy's lives. Kindness kills, y'all. Like, that's a real thing. Kindness kills. When people say, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, or I wouldn't wish that on my enemy at all. Yeah, keep that in mind. Kindness kills. Those seeds that you are planting, okay? Like, speak positive. If you say, I'm going to have a successful business, as you're planting that seed, you're believing it and you have faith in that, is you're going to have a successful business. What you reap is what you sow. If you're so concerned about, oh, well, no one's doing this, or no one's listening to what I have to say, or no one's buying my product, that's what you're going to get. People are going to continue not to listen to you. People are going to continue not to buy your product because you're speaking that over your business. You're speaking that over your life. As you're planting that seed, only speak positive things. Words are so powerful. And I don't know how many times I could stress that, but it's a real thing. Manifestation is so real. You have to be very intentional about only speaking positive things into your life and putting out that positive energy into the universe. I'm telling you, the world needs it. We're getting so caught up, and it's so easy for us to speak on negative things because that's all we see. Change the narrative. Spread those positive things into the world. We need it. We need it. We have to be very intentional about changing that narrative from turning things from negative things into something positive. How you speak to your friends and your family, your coworkers, to yourself. Those affirmations, you should be telling yourself after at least one or two affirmations a day. Like, seriously, you should be telling yourself at least one or two affirmations a day. There should not be a day that goes by where you're not speaking life into your life. There should not be a day that goes by, because as you are speaking those positive things into your life, it's going to manifest itself. And if you truly believe what you say, it's going to happen. And it's the same thing. If you're only speaking negative things into your life and you actually believe what you're saying, it's going to manifest itself. Words are powerful. Words hold weight. What you reap is what you sow. If you want to build something from the ground up that's again, strong, powerful, and so beautiful, speak life over it. Speak life over it. Speak positive things into your life. Those seeds that you are planting in your life, in your finances, your 9-to-5, your business, your relationships, your children. As you're planting those seeds in each of those areas of your life, you should be speaking positive things. Your fitness journey, you should be speaking life into that, because that ain't easy. You should be put those seeds that you are planting in each area of your life, you should only be speaking positive things over it. Only positive things. Again, because what you are saying, speaking over your life, is going to manifest, just is what you have spoke over it. Things that you speak over your life just tends to manifest itself. Manifestation is real. Things that you put out into the atmosphere, that energy that you are putting out, it tends to just manifest itself. It's a real thing. So be intentional about the seeds that you are planting and what you are speaking over those seeds as you are planting them. And also having faith in yourself and believing in the words that you speak. If you are speaking positive things into your life, you have to believe it and receive it for yourself. And that also goes to us thinking about those people that speak life into us. I speak highly of that as well. They're not going to be around all the time. So you got to get it for yourself. You got to speak positive things over your life for yourself. You have to get into that mindset of knowing, like, okay, this person that's always speaking life to me, they might have some things going on. So they can't always speak life into me. So I got to do this for myself and then turn around and speak life into the person that has been speaking life into you because they need it as well. Be intentional about that. Get it for yourself. Manifestation is real. Like, whatever you speak over your life, other people's lives, whatever you put out into the universe, is going to manifest itself. If you want to be successful in all areas of your life, start speaking those things that you want, that you desire in your life. Speak it into your life. That's a start. Then you put in the work. But words are so powerful. They're so powerful. You have to be very intentional about what you say. We can't be so stuck on a negative because that's all that we see. Change the narrative. Be positive. Speak positive things. Spread that positive energy. I challenge you to change the narrative. Don't get your mind so consumed with all the negativity. We're just overpowering your mind with all the BS. Think positive, speak positive, be positive, spread positivity. And watch how things turn out in your life. Just watch. When you are planting those seeds and you are speaking positive things, just watch. Watch the outcome. Because you are manifesting that growth. You are manifesting that strength. You are manifesting that greater love. You are manifesting positive things. Watch how the outcome would be. But if you're going to continue to stay negative, you're going to reap what you sow. If you're only speaking negative things, that's exactly what you're going to get. Change the narrative. Be positive. Because again, you are going to reap what you sow. If you want to have health and success, greater finances, love, if you want all of those things in your life, speak it into your life. Speak it into your life. Just don't be so consumed with, oh, all men are bad or all women are not good for you. No. Say, I'm going to find my husband. I'm going to find my wife. I'm going to find the person that is meant for me. That person is going to come into my life at the right time. Don't be so quick to say ain't nobody for you, because there is. But if you continue to speak negative things about it, then that's exactly what you're going to get. If you keep telling yourself there's no one for you, then you're going to end up with no one. You have to speak positive things into your life. If you are so consumed with negative things, then that's what you're going to get. What you reap is what you sow. Be intentional about turning negative things into something positive. Words are powerful, y'all. Words are so powerful. They hold weight. And whatever you put out into the universe, whatever you put speak into your life, is going to manifest itself. I can't stress that enough. Be positive. I'm challenging you to change the narrative. To not be so consumed with all the negativity. That's my challenge for you. Thank you for tuning in. You all stay dope. Peace. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, Spotify, or any podcast platforms to subscribe, rate, and write your reviews. Much appreciated. Peace and love.